Welcome to Cash Considerations, the podcast that takes you behind the Las Vegas sportsbook from the guys that actually work behind it, with your hosts, Alan Berg, Dave Sharapan, and Matoy Pearson.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have got the crew, the whole crew together once again. We are joined by not only your man, AB, we got the big man, Mo. What's happening?
What's going on, my man? You know, another day at work. Looking forward to, going through a bunch of games. You know, that old thing. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Understood. And, of course, the returning, Big Dave. What's going on, brother?
What's up, fellas? Glad to be here.
Sounding good.
Mr. Dave.
What's up,
all right.
Bro? What's up, brother?
Well, normally this is kind of our second episode this week, but I was not able to get things together until, so we will do our normal, I guess, midweek show here. We'll go through the top 25, go through a little NFL, and then we'll give you guys our three best picks and the money three at the end. And without further ado, I'm going to jump into the college football top 25. This week we're going to start off with the blowout specials. Because one of our 9 a.m. games starts right on top. Louisville at number 2, Clemson laying 40. La Tech at number 18, Mississippi State minus 23.5. And number 23, Fresno State laying 26 at UNLV. Mo, you're the college guy. You love the college football. I'm going to go to you first. Which of these three blowouts would you take?
I just like seeing that 24 opened, or the UNLV Fresno State opened up at 24. I got a pretty good laugh out of that. It's up to 26 now, obviously, since you've announced it. I just, they're kind of in the tank right now. I mean, almost equivalent to what the Raiders are in the NFL. You know, with Gilliam and Rodgers being hurt, the offense is there, but the defense is going to get shredded. I think Fresno State wins this game by at least, 35 points easy.
Very nice. Big Dave, what are your thoughts?
It's funny to just say the number, but Clemson is shutting out Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no question about that. Louisville's 1-7 against the spread. Tomorrow may be a game that they cover, but not for me. Clemson shuts them out, probably writes their own score about 59-0.
Wow. Very nice.
Yep.
All right. Either or segment. Here we go. Nebraska at number 10, Ohio State. Ohio State laying 19.5 here at Caesars. Or number 19, Syracuse, laying 6 at Wake Forest. Big Dave, I will go to you first.
Oh,
you had to pick one of these two games, which is the play.
Our old friend Dr. Greg, quick shout out to him, used to just praise the ACC home underdog play. Hard to believe Syracuse is laying points on the road in this spot. I think for me, as much as I think Nebraska, I don't know if they've turned this season around a little, but they're actually playing a little better, and I just don't think Ohio State's that good. I would advocate a little bit for Nebraska in that one, but in either or, I'm going to take home dog Wake Forest plus the points against Syracuse.
Nice.
Yep.
Mo, what do you think?
Just touching off what Dave said, Ohio State just hasn't been the same. They've had a couple rough games. The one against Minnesota that I think a lot of people forgot about. Just kind of an uphill climb against a lot of these teams, including Penn State, even though they got the win there. But I think the line's inflating. It might go up a little bit more. I doubt it. But I'll just take Nebraska and swallow the points for the moment just because I just don't like Ohio State. I think it might just be a personal thing here.
You have a few of those in college football, I'm afraid.
I think right now, because it's later in the season, more of the picks I'll give out are because I hate the other team. Man.
It's not personal. No, right. You got to remember that. It's just business. We always have to remember that. As personal as it gets, and for you, it gets way personal. I get it.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll back it up with my own knowledge when I say I hate that other team and why. But there, it's more or less just that in itself. Yeah. I got you, Dave.
Yeah.
All right, next on the docket, number 20, Texas A&M at Auburn. Auburn, a four-point favorite. Number 24, Iowa State, minus 15.5 at Kansas. Big Dave, what do you think?
Oh, man, Kansas is not good. But that's a big number to be laying on the road in November. Not a big fan of that one. I don't know. What's the line on the other game?
Auburn minus 4 at home.
Texas A&M coming off a tough game. Oh, man, you got me in a good spot here. I'm going to take the dog, Texas A&M plus the points at Auburn.
All right. Mo.
Yeah, I've seen the Texas A&M game. It opened up 6, and it's down to 4 now.
Yeah, it's a bad number. I agree, but no, I think it's the right side.
No, I hear you. I think this is another part where I hate Auburn. But enough about me. You know, it's one of the coaches that I like, and I hope he finds a good home. And one of these powerhouses is Matt Campbell, and he's the coach of Iowa State. It took him a little bit to get running with Iowa State at the moment, but now they're rolling, and they've had a lot of big wins. A few of them as dogs. And now they have to go to Kansas, who they dominated, you know, I think by 20-plus last year in Ames. But now they have this trip to Kansas. They're coming off their big win against TCU. I'm not saying, like, they're going to be blindsided or anything, but I think Iowa State is just so talented and well-coached. I think they win the game by at least 17 to 24 points.
Very nice. All right, next up, number 22, Boston College, laying 2.5 at Virginia Tech. Missouri at number 11, Florida. Florida, 6-point favorite. Mo, what are your thoughts here?
Oh, man, these are rough. I'm kind of – now this is a pretty dead spot here, man. I guess I'll just try to go SEC. Missouri coming off a brutal loss. Oh, my God. Disgusting, man, to Kentucky. Shout out to Lindy. But, yeah, you know, I think Florida's good. Like I said, I like what Mullins is doing right now. Mizzou coming off that loss is pretty brutal. I kind of like Florida in this spot. You know, I think Florida can cover here. Just give me Florida laying the points, and I'll just pray that it comes in. If it doesn't, I'll just say I was kidding.
Big Dave.
Simple as that. Simple, man.
What's the alternate game here? Florida, Missouri, and what's the other one?
Boston College laying 2.5 at Virginia Tech.
Oh, man, what an ugly game that is. Boston College is favored at Virginia Tech. That is really hard to believe.
What's this world coming to?
I know, right? BC 6-2, straight up 6-2 against the spread. Looks too easy. I think it is too easy. I'm going to go with Mo. I think that loss that Missouri suffered last week late to Kentucky, you know, on that untimed down, that's going to carry over. They're going into Florida facing a better team. I like Florida minus the less than a touchdown.
Very good.
Go Gators!
Number 15, Utah, minus 7.5 at Arizona State. Or number 4, Notre Dame, minus 10 and Northwestern. Might as well get Mo out of the way.
These are great games.
Yeah, that's easy. That's good stuff right these there. Are great I already games. Know who's Mo's taking. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know Mo loves Utah.
Oh,
right,
man.
I mean, that's your squad. That's a team right there.
Yeah. It's definitely one of them, but it's up there, man. It's huge. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the floor if you want to take over. If you want to pick Utah, that's fine. It's just a winner.
No. Go ahead. I know who you're going to take in this one.
Well, oh, man, we were already looking at it. Me and another buddy of mine. We're in that contest, the same contest from last year, the 4-3-2-1, and it seems like this is going to be a real tough test. Arizona State back at home after a pretty wacky schedule they've been dealing with on the road. But now they get to stay at home. And it's kind of a big statement game for the Pac-12 South for themselves. But Utah's just rolling. They've scored 40 points in their last 4 games. They're holding opponents, to under about 16, 15 points a game. I think they're going to be so ready here. Like, they should be up by 26, like, in the first quarter. You guys like that? You guys like that one?
There we go.
No, well, when I'm – in reality, Utah is going to be square. I hate using that word now, personally, because I don't really mind. But I think they're going to get it done. Long story short, Utah is going to win by 14. How about that?
Okay. That's a good call. I'm with you on that side, but it's an either-or segment, so I can't pick that one. I'm going to let you go ride alone with that one. I'm going to take the home dog, Northwestern. I just can't believe – I mean, Notre Dame continues to win games. They're 8-0. They've earned their position. They're legitimately a threat to get in this playoff and take a spot. But going to Northwestern in November, laying more than a touchdown – I think the value side is actually on Northwestern. So I'm gonna take the points, and I like Northwestern to actually have a shot to win the game.
Nice. Pat Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
All right, last of the either ors, we got number 16, Iowa at Purdue, Purdue -3, and number 7, Oklahoma at Texas Tech, Oklahoma -13.5. Big Dave, let's start with you.
Oh, you know, I always side with the Big Ten game if you give me that in a Big 12 or a Pac-12 game.
Yep.
But this Iowa Purdue is a toss-up to me. You know, both teams coming off tough losses. Iowa's in back-to-back road games. I mean, the tough game last week. I'm going to stay away from that one. It's a complete coin flip. The number's right. I'm going to ride with Oklahoma. They just continue to score points. And I think they'll just overmatch Texas Tech. So I'll lay the number there and take Oklahoma.
Cool. Mo?
Yeah, Oklahoma's on a run right now to try to stay in that playoff talk. You know, even losing to Texas, that was just kind of brutal. So they're just trying to at least, you know, make statements every time they play. And, you know, Texas Tech has been pretty good, incredibly defensively, where they haven't been good in, I don't know, man, many moons. It's been many moons since Texas Tech's been good defensively. But I don't know if taking a shot at the over would be, like, that ridiculous. But Oklahoma
should like the over, too.
Yeah,
I like the over. Who's gonna stop who in that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Texas Tech's good for at least, like, they're good for at least 20-plus, in my opinion. You know?
Yep.
So, I think Oklahoma runs away with it as well. The number, obviously, is bad. I think it opened, like, 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
But, for a team that's trying to, like, desperately get into that playoff, I think they're going to make another statement here against Texas Tech.
There you go.
And one of the popular segments on the show, the Western Union Get It Back play of the night. Cal at number 8, Washington State. Washington State and the Minshew man laying 9.5. Feel free. Anybody wants to jump in?
Me and Alan kind of talked about it, you know, a little bit about Cal. You know, this is a tough spot where I've called Wazoo losing in the last, like, two of the three games they've played, and they just can't lose, man. It's that Utah. That when they beat Utah, man, I just found some type of hate in the Cougars. But I like what they're doing. Cal's coming off an incredibly big win against Washington, you know, which I love personally. You know, it's rough. I think I'd take the points. You know, Wilcox defensively will have them ready. You know, it's just kind of it's hard to stop Wazoo on those long drives because they're, you know, they're really good on third down. One of the best in the country with Minshew, Allen's boy. So really, it's just a matter of stops. And I think Cal will come up with a bit of them, not to win, but to keep the game close inside the number.
Wow. I'll completely disagree with you, Bo. I will completely disagree with you. Washington State. Yeah. The only undefeated team against the spread in college football. And it's makes complete sense to pick against them because nobody goes undefeated in a season against the spread in college football. But this isn't going to be the week for me that I'm going to pick against Washington State. I'll lay the points. Washington State runs them out of the building, wins by easily close to 20 points or more.
Oh, they seem to have that Cal magic.
Smoking them.
Yeah. I feel it. Something's working right now with them. It's all working, you know. So they're scoring a lot of points. The mustache, the home field, everything—it's all working. We're gonna go Washington State.
The emotion of that kid that unfortunately killed himself. I think all these things are like playing into everything that they're doing up there. It's wild.
Yep, yep.
I was telling Alan I want Wazoo to win the North because they'll meet Utah again in the championship.
Ooh,
and the youth will get payback. Yeah,
yeah.
They didn't. Yeah, they'll get their payback then.
Yep.
I got you.
All right, it's time for the marquees. We got number 6, Georgia, at Kentucky. Number 9, Kentucky. Georgia Bulldogs laying 8.5, and our boy Lindy will be there live watching that one.
Wow. How does the kid get off during football season?
I know. This Davis guy, I tell you, what a boss.
Nothing can be said on air.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
What a boss.
Strong. Does he listen to the show?
I think he does when he's on it.
So we ain't gonna worry about him listening to the show.
He's got enough things going on. This
Amen.
Guy.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, whenever one of you guys wants to jump in, go ahead. Tell us what you think.
You can go ahead, Dave.
Can Kentucky continue this magic? Really? I mean, seriously. I don't know. The number surprising. God, it's got to be the biggest game in Kentucky football history, at least in recent history.
Yeah.
Everything points that, you know, this is the game. They're competitive. God forbid they win the game. I mean, if they beat Georgia outright, forget about it. We're not even going to be able to talk to Lindemann. I mean, that's for
he's going to go on a bender.
Come back.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen to him. If he's there and they win, I mean, the kid really has – trouble holding this stuff together just in normal. I mean, that forget it. And I know he doesn't listen to the show, but if he does, that's for you, Maddie. Georgia's better. Georgia's bigger, stronger, everything. Number's surprising, though. So with a number being surprising, it feels like it leading you to water to take Kentucky. I'm going to lay the points. I say Georgia wins by 10.
Oh, man. I just, like, you always see, like, that one team that wins uglier, you know, more that plays the dog role and, you know, gets stuff done. And at this point, obviously, Kentucky seems like they're taking on that image, man, of, you know, they're more of defense, can't really throw the ball. Benny Snell, best player on offense. They got Josh Allen, who's probably a better quarterback than the other Josh Allen who plays for the Bills. He's their defensive end, probably the best one in the country. If Maddie thinks Kentucky's going to win by 2 touchdowns, I don't know how he could get that idea. Maybe he's a fan. I'm not really even sure. For me, it's I can't lay the points. I think it's almost like against a rule for myself, and I can't bet against a team that wins like how they're winning. Even though, you know, Georgia could, you know, talent wise, they smoke them on every, you know, part of the page. You know, it's rough, but I think, you know, Fromm hasn't been as good as he was last year. And he's going up against a defense that's going to be, you know, pinning their ears back, trying to get after him. So, you know, if Kentucky doesn't turn the ball over, big if, I think they're going to be in the game. I think they're possibly going to be ready to win the game. So just wait for
how many points is Kentucky going to score? That's my thing. I mean, they have to win the game, what, 17-14?
Sure.
They're not winning 28-24.
Correct. Yeah, I think it's going to be lower scoring. I don't know if everybody else in the world thinks that same thing. But, yeah, they have to at least score, you know, 2 touchdowns, in my opinion, to have a shot. So if that's possible somehow, if they can come up with a turnover, they can make it a game. Otherwise, like, if they get behind, you know, the chains and stuff like that, it's just going to be brutal. But
I don't think they score more than 14 points, and I think Georgia gets to 24. So that's why I like Georgia in the game.
You think Fromm can be good here? You think Fromm's going to come up big?
Or do
you
good
think
enough.
Okay.
Good enough. Okay. I don't think he's going to be great, but I think he's going to be good enough.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm in on that. I just have to take the points because I think it's a personal issue again. But, yeah, if Georgia fucking rolls, I apologize. It's my bad.
Is Florida Florida better than Kentucky?
Oh, yeah, what was it, the first time Kentucky's beat Florida in what, like 30
Forever.
Years?
Yeah.
I think Florida is better than Kentucky still.
So do I. So that's why I think that, you know, they went to Florida and won. Why can't they go to Kentucky and win by double digits?
It's just, man, it's that
you the know, Kentucky factor. Yeah, it's Cinderella
just,
everything.
It kills me, man. Man, it's nothing against Georgia, who I think is great, and I still can't believe they lost a game. But, yeah, I don't know. I just have to go with the points for now. Just makes me sick, though, to do it. It makes me sick.
Number 13, West Virginia at number 17, Texas. Texas -2.
Oh, man. Oh. Are you a big fan of the Big 12, Dave?
No, I hate the Big 12. God, I hate the Big 12.
Yeah, I'll go first. man, it's you know, I think I said it in the last game that me and you talked about, Dave, when Oklahoma State played Texas. And Texas doesn't play up to, like, you know, like certain teams' abilities. You know, Oklahoma State's not as good. And, you know, laying that short number on the road, it's just something that, you know, I thought just looked bad. And obviously it was bad towards the end. Almost had Herman ripping one of the refs' heads off. I don't know if anybody's seen that. That was insane. But I like Texas in this spot right here, you know, against a team that, you know, they'll be good and ready to play. I know Herman's trying to get after it, and they still control their own destiny in the Big 12 as well. I mean, not saying West Virginia doesn't, but I think this Texas team before the Oklahoma State loss, you know, was, you know, pumping up to be good, and I think they'll be back on track with a win against West Virginia here.
Yeah, and the theme of it being Halloween week, this line, it's like reminds me of trick or treat. Like, I can't figure out if it's a trick or if it is a treat. Like, is Texas minus two? This looks like that's got to be the play. West Virginia had that game against – they blew out Baylor. They literally – they put up 50-something points. And,
yep.
Yeah, it was a
joke. Oh, yeah, that was the Thursday game, yeah. Yep.
Right. So they got a couple extra days rest, a couple extra days preparation. I just am not a big fan of Texas. I think they're a mirage. I think this is one of those tricks. I'll take West Virginia on the money line and win the game outright.
Bang. I feel you, man.
Number 14, Penn State at number 5, Michigan. Michigan minus 12. Big Dave, talk some Nittany Lions.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me with this number? I mean, you know, now the Michigan kids are on their revenge tour. They're checking people off one by one. You know, they got embarrassed last season at Penn State. I get it. I get all of it. But you guys have seen – Michigan's offense, right? I mean, like, seriously, very offensively challenged. Now, Penn State's defense is not great. I get it. They're both 5-3 against the spread. This line feels very inflated to me, and I'm as real as it gets. I'm not a homer. I'm an alumni, but if I don't like Penn State or don't like the number, I'll say it. I just think this one's getting out of control. What is the current line? 11, 11 and a half?
It's 12, man.
It's 12s now. Yeah, I mean, it's if you're laying Michigan now, you're too late to depart it. The value side for me is Penn State. Wouldn't surprise me to see them lose by 10, but I have a feeling you're going to be driving to get the tie or, you know, within the number late. The only thing that's gonna turn this into one of those blowouts is if Penn State turns the ball over repeatedly,
yep.
And Michigan has short fields and can get over that number. Otherwise, Penn State plus the points is the side for me.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was gonna touch on. The turnovers, like, I think they're gonna. Well, first off, I like Michigan in this game. Obviously, it is inflated. I do agree with that, but I think. A game like this, you know, obviously they've been waiting for it. Who hasn't been waiting for it? I mean, most of these teams play week by week. I'm just stating the obvious right now, but let me get to my actual opinion on it. No, Michigan, I think offensively they have been better. It just doesn't seem like it because it's the way that, you know, Harbaugh approaches it. But I think Shea is doing way more than, you know, what Wilton Spate and John O'Korn and those guys can do. So I think it seems like they haven't been doing much, but it's, you know, it's just kind of Harbaugh's way of going by it. But defensively, I think they'll get to McSorley. I think they'll be able to stop Sanders. I don't know if, you know, receiving-wise they can get open, but Michigan's defense is just all over the place. And I think they're going to show it here, man. I think they're going to pitch not pitch a shutout, but defensively, I think they should win this game by 17 points.
What's the total right now in the game? 53?
52 and 52 and a half.
I like under.
Nice. I can see that. Yeah. I can see some under as well. Like, yeah. I just want to see, like, because McSorley he's been a big name. He's going to be a big name. He's a fighter. You know, he always wants to win. But I think, you know, I want to see him when he's down against a defense like this. And, you know, I'll show some respect if he can keep him in the game if they're ever, you know, down by double digits late in this one.
And finally, Number one, Alabama, laying 14.5 at number three, LSU.
Bama by 80. At least. At least. Ah, there it is. At least 80.
There it is.
No, go ahead, Dave. Go ahead. My bad.
How in the hell is LSU going to score here? Like, this is one of those games, too, where you think, all right, I mean, this is LSU's. It's their Super Bowl every year as far as big games go. LSU's actually in it, you know, in the discussion now. The game means everything to obviously both teams, but it's another game on the board for Alabama. Alabama's better on both sides of the ball. The number comes 14. The number's good. I mean, like, you're getting we're getting good two-way action on it, which is surprising. I'm not picking against Alabama in this spot. If I hate the game, the numbers, again, when it's right, when you don't see something that just jumps out at you, it's a pass. But if we're picking the game for the segment, I think I got to lay the points here, Mo. I just can't see taking the points with LSU thinking, wow, we got to keep this, you know, Alabama team 17 points or less. You know, because I don't think LSU scoring more than 10 points. I don't think they are.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, Burrow has been at least, you know, stable up to this point playing quarterback for LSU. I mean, I guess we could say he's one of the best ones that they've had in a while. But, mm-hmm. you know, all the guys that, you know, LSU's getting a lot of lip about them being a 14-point dog at home and what they've done and who they've beaten, like, that's fine. But I think Bama's also been getting a lot of hate because they, you know, frankly, they haven't played anyone, you know. So I think they're getting a lot of slack, and most people think LSU is getting disrespected. But I think Bama is in the right here, being that favorite, because they're that good, you know. So, you know, it's nothing about disrespect. It's just about talent, and Alabama's got it, and Tua is going to be at the helm, throwing 30 touchdowns against this defense. I'm seeing all the talking heads talk about LSU's corners and their pass rush and what they can do, but I think, you know, like, when it comes down to it, when Bama gets behind it, it's going to be brutal. Like, I just like when people think they can bet against Bama because, you know, obviously because the points, but they're all going to be wrong. Like, so they're going to all be wrong. Like, Bama's going to smoke. I think they're going to smoke. If they don't, we were on air saying that they didn't, so we're going to get smoked for it, but I'm willing to take that risk. You agree with me, Dave?
I agree. I think LSU's really going to have trouble getting more than I see them 10, maybe maximum 13 points, and that's not going to be enough to get to the number, you know, to cover it, because Bama's putting up 28 or more. That's what they do. Your boy Tua.
Oh, man.
They're just that much better. I mean, but really, who likes Alabama other than, you know, people in Alabama? I mean, they're the team with the target on them every week for years now.
Yeah, if Tua didn't play for Bama, I'd be picking LSU right now. I guarantee it. 100%. 100%. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But I need him to win this game. I need it. We got the Heisman thing going on for him. You know, we got some action earlier this year. So, I mean, like, this is a big game. And I need Kyler Murray to start losing. Like, can he just start losing? God, like, if Texas Tech can win, I'd be happy. Like I said, I'm just getting real personal on this one, so I apologize. My bad.
Sorry. He'll cement his status tomorrow. Don't worry about it. He'll cement his status as the
highest. There it is. There it is.
That's it.
My man.
All right, so as we wrap things up here, anything else you guys want to bring up about college football before we move on to the pros?
Oh, man. You got anything, Dave?
No, I'm looking down the sheet right now. Like, I don't see anything that jumps out that we didn't mention. I get a laugh out of NC State's line against Florida State. I want to continue to pick against Florida State.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so that's the only game that, you know, there's no real reason to talk about it, but if we're going to mention it. I'm amazed. I don't know about you guys sitting in the room now and seeing all the bets and seeing all the action. How can, like, Georgia Southern and UL Monroe or, like, Charlotte get so much action? Like, I don't know if you guys get it as much as we do. It's crazy. Like, South Alabama, Arkansas State. These are big games as far as the day. App State, Coastal Carolina. Like
you, it's pretty wild.
You can't sleep on like those games get so much sharp action, and it's all one sided, and it's hard to beat those games. But now I'm seeing it every week, and I'm like, God damn! Now why is nobody betting Georgia, Kentucky? Well, because they're betting the sharp guys are all betting App State, Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly it. No, it isn't.
It's ridiculous. Oh my God, it's so hard to make numbers for these games. And you know, you got to kind of just ride it out, but you got to be so on it. There's so many games. I'm dreading college basketball, boys.
Oh,
I'm
dreading it. I know. I hear
I'm
you.
Dreading it.
Oh, it's going to be brutal.
Like and like to watch it. Now I just know what, like, JD used to talk about all the time, like chasing the Duquesne, you know, Fordham steam. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm doing it now, and I can't stand it. Liberty UMass. Liberty UMass. Who knew that Liberty UMass, a 2.5-point spread, would generate thousands of dollars in handle? It's ridiculous. Sorry for the rant.
No, that's good. I think it's a great rant. It's actually good, especially at this time of the year. I think you're in the good here. You're in the green.
I'm still not used to them even being up. So when I first see the bet come across, I'm like, wait a minute, WNBA is
over. Oh, yeah, that's – man, I swear I thought that like a couple days ago. I see Liberty, I said it can't be. How?
Can't be.
How? The only other thing I wanted to bring up was Buffalo is still live in the MAC.
Oh, Buffalo.
Buffalo, baby.
They're still live. They have to play Ohio in a couple weeks here on the road. And that could be the end of the future of the Buffalo to win the MAC. So, yeah, I just want to bring that up before it does happen. Kind of a Mostradamus move there. Also, to be pessimistic enough, so if it does win, I could take a breath and get to the MAC championship.
That's all we're rooting for right now.
Come on.
All right, gentlemen. Well, let's go to the pros here. So we got opening up. The Detroit Lions at Minnesota. Minnesota's -5. Man, I don't know what to make of this game. I feel like Detroit was in a bad spot last week against Seattle. It seemed like everybody liked the Lions, but they didn't really match up well against the Seahawks. I think with the Vikings, they actually match up a little better. So, I don't know. I kind of feel like Detroit getting points here. 5 points is maybe a tad too much.
I can see that. I don't like the Lions. I was totally against them last week. I really liked Seattle. Mm-hmm. The analytics guys, we're seeing a lot of play on the Lions. But I don't know.
Are the Minnesota Lions good? Are the Lions good?
I don't think so. Are they a playoff team? No. Are they good? No, as far as I'm concerned. Minnesota coming off a disappointing loss at home last week. I like Minnesota in the spot. The number's right. I made the number 4.5. I think it's right on the money.
Hey, hold on.
Having to pick a side, I'm going to take Minnesota. Look at this guy. He's on the phone while we're talking. I mean, this has got to be an important phone call. Who could he be talking to?
Incredible.
Yeah, just let him go.
Call me back in like 30 minutes.
Oh man, 30 minutes. Oh. Mo,
could you hear all that?
Oh, what did you hit mute?
No, I didn't hit mute.
No, you did not.
I did not.
It's a big part of the show right now. You taking a phone call.
In fairness, in the new app, you can't hit mute.
He said it's a part of the show now.
It is. It's built in, brother. Hey, call me back in 30 minutes.
Are you going to talk about plays? We're talking about plays now, Mo.
We're always talking about plays. It's past considerations every other moment I live.
Every waking moment talking about plays. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Mo, Detroit, Minnesota, you get 10 seconds. Who do you like?
Over.
Fair enough. Fair.
How about that?
Strong.
All right. Kansas City. At Cleveland, the Chiefs are laying 8.5, which I think the number was higher. It seems like we've been getting some action on the Browns with the firing of Hugh Jackson, I guess. Mahomes finally got me last week. The Bronco field goal with right before 2 minutes was disastrous. But
was that last week? That was last week. Yeah, that was last week. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they were going to cover 9.5, and then the Broncos decided to kick a field goal and just ruin everybody's tickets.
Yeah.
But it's cool. I want no part of this game. I think the Chiefs, I mean, they should just destroy the Browns, but, you know, maybe the Browns will be a little up without Hugh in the building. I mean, they have Greg Williams as the head coach now, who's basically the defensive version of Hugh Jackson. So I don't see it as much of an upgrade, but I don't know. The number's coming down, so it's interesting.
I know you like to talk about coaches a lot, AB, and, you know, positions. Hugh Jackson's making the rounds on talk shows and stuff, talking about his experience in Cleveland and what went wrong and how he wanted different quarterbacks. It's so bad.
And now
they got, you know, this guy, Greg Williams, is the coach. Like, that's going to give you the warm and fuzzy feeling. I'm with you. The number's crazy. We're laying a big number on the road. That usually doesn't bode well for the favorite. But I can't rightly, you know, if I'm going to talk about this and people are listening to this show and we're going to, you know, put our picks out there, I can't tell someone to take Cleveland in this spot. You know, I just can't say it. So just there's other games we can talk about. It's exactly. A hard pass for me.
Oh, man. I got that rule. Never bet Browns. But but I just want to see Casey in this spot. It's just another filler game for them to continue their dominance in the league and to see how they could do against a defense like this set up where, you know, Williams has the defense ready to go. I mean, it's a specialty. He's going to want to get after Mahomes. He's going to try to cut the head off the snake. An actual phrase he said when he was trying to injure Frank Gore in that Saints I think it was the Saints Niners, like, man, in 2011.
He's bringing back these grudges.
No, bro. Yeah. No, I had to, man. He was trying to kill my man, man. Like, he was trying to kill my boy. I was like, I hate this man. And you now we see him again.
You can't take this guy seriously. He said he could have showed up at four different places and gotten the head coaching job.
Right.
All he had to do was sign. It's like, man, who are you fooling? Are you serious?
Does he believe the stuff that he's saying? Like, if you say it and you believe it, I mean, I got to give a guy credit for saying it and if he actually believes it. But come on, like, it's hilarious. If you could have been the head coach four different places, you would have been at least in one.
Oh, at least.
Like, right. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
I want to know the names of the teams. That's what I want to know. but hey, I'll just shoot the under. How about that? I just think defensively they'll get at it. I mean, Mahomes has to be stopped at some point. I'm going to try to, you know, keep it here where he has some trouble playing in this one. But the Chiefs should be able to kind of corral the way their offense has been going. And I think it's going to be a sloppy game. I think under, and I think Kansas City is going to win. I don't know about covering, but they should win the game, obviously.
They're on every single teaser. Every single parlay.
Is it disastrous? Like, what are we thinking? Like, is that coming in or is that?
There's
not
so many
in?
More games. You know, it's like you don't need them all. But you know, if that one does come in, I mean, we're not going to be looking for that to get linked up to too many things.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
That I can tell you.
My recommendation was let's try to beat a different game.
You
keep writing the teasers. Don't worry about beating the Kansas City game. You know. Yeah,
21-13 Bears. Okay, we can parlay.
There you go.
All right, Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore laying the traditional 3 at home. I had Baltimore the first time these two teams played, and I still am a little. There's a part of me that wants to take Pittsburgh +3. But because of the last three games or so, Pittsburgh's looks like a much better team, which usually doesn't bode well in these situations. So I'm staying away from it. But if you twist my arm, I'd have to take the points. But I, man, they looked so bad against Baltimore the first time they played.
I just like how, you know, all that trash talk against the Steelers in like the first 4 weeks is gone because they've been winning, which I guess is the best cure for anything.
Sure.
In a game like this, I know it seems like Baltimore's kind of shifting out. They've taken two tough losses to two good NFC South opponents, Panthers, Saints. Their future Super Bowl winning Saints.
Ooh.
Until they start losing, then I'm off. I'm off them immediately. They take two consecutive losses, I'm off them. Man. But I like Pittsburgh in this spot. I think they're building confidence. They don't got a bunch of stuff going on, and You know, it seems like James Conner's taking his role here. And if you're going to beat the Ravens, you need a strong running game. And, you know, for a team that usually gets the best of them, I like Pittsburgh getting points here.
Levy on who?
Does the rest
That's
of them?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, yeah. He's a Pittsburgh guy, James Conner.
Yeah. Well, he's from Erie, but he went to Pitt, and he's taken over the role. Like you said, production-wise, he's actually ahead of Le'Veon's pace. I don't know. Pittsburgh believes whatever it is, it's turned around. But this game is just different every year. Every time the Pittsburgh was so bad the first time these two teams met, Baltimore actually looked like a team that could go to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Not so much now. The line is just auto-written. It's 3 every time. It very rarely is it 3.5. It looks like this is one of those total pass for me. But, again, if you got to play it, Pittsburgh +3 sure looks like the right side.
Tampa Bay at Carolina. Carolina -6. The Fitzpatrick man is back. I gotta say, I feel like this is a good spot for the Bucs. I think them getting 6, I think he'll get that offense humming the way he did earlier on. Because the thing about him is, even if he's having a bad game, much like he did against Pittsburgh on that Monday night, he can turn it back on. I mean, he's never had the kind of talent around him that he has. The Bucs' D is still trash, but this feels like a game where they're going to come in with a little bit of extra pep getting that guy back, because I think he was kind of like the lifeblood of that offense that they lost.
How in the hell did the Bucs cover last week? Like, oh, seriously, Winston throws miracle. 4 picks. They're getting buried. Fitzmagic comes in, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. He does his thing. I give the guy credit. He keeps throwing with no memory. He can throw pick 6, doesn't matter. He gets whacked, you know, is looking out his ear hole, gets up, throws a pass, touchdown, whatever. So, yeah, it seems too high. I just don't believe in Tampa. I think that the whole from the coach, the staff, everybody feels like they're just kind of riding out the season and they're all going to be blown out and gone. that's what it feels like to me, even in the post-game pressers. You know, he's like, yeah, and I don't know. So
I think Cotter's terrible.
But. Yeah. So I can't see Carolina's legitimate threat to win that division and make the playoffs. And, you know, if they get a home game in the playoffs, I think they can win it. I like where they're going. I would lay the points before I would take the points. No hurry to do either, though.
Sure. Man, I this is rough. I like Fitzpatrick. It seems like Carolina – is this another teaser game? I feel like people would be teasing Carolina more.
Yep.
I'm in love with the fact that everyone's doing that, and I like the Bucs more in this spot with Fitzpatrick and not Winston. But I think they're going to be scoring a lot. So how about another over? I might pick them all over.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Just all over and see what happens.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, the New York Jets at the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins -3. There's no way I'd bet this game. So if you guys got something to say, feel free.
Every sharp guy in the world was on the Oakland Raiders starting on Tuesday. Yep. We couldn't get enough of +3, +2.5, +2, all the way to goddamn Oakland being favored on Thursday because of somebody playing quarterback for the Niners who, you know, actually, he looked pretty damn good. You know, forget that these guys are professionals. The Jets are feeling the same type of love, at least at our place. They're betting the Jets like they're actually good. They're betting the Jets like the Dolphins stink. Now, the Dolphins, believe me, not advocating that the Dolphins are a good team. And I don't know who's playing quarterback. Tannehill may play. If it's
still
going to
be Osweiler.
It is,
think,
right?
They think Tannehill's 2 weeks away still.
Okay. So I can't advocate taking the Jets on the road plus the points, Darnold, everything, whatever they got going on. Not happening for me. I'm with the UAB, though. I don't want to bet the game. Not touching it. No. But there's certainly no way I can say with a straight face the right side of this game is the Jets. No chance.
Right.
Nope.
Darnold's just been too much of a roller coaster. If I had a gun in my head, I'd pick Miami to win. I mean, it's going to be a close game. I know it's going to be a close game, but Miami should win this game. I mean, I just can't pick Darnold right now. I think it's just – that's why. It's just too much on a roller coaster and on the road again. Nah. I'll pick Miami just to win, if that's fine.
Sure.
Why not? I can't pick Darnold, man. I'm watching it. I'm like, man, I love this guy, but Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
All together.
Atlanta at Washington. Washington laying 2.
Oof.
Man, I swear, like, you just look at the standings and you just ask yourself, how is Washington 5-3? And yet they are. I don't know. They do just enough, it feels like, to win games. And in this spot, I feel like if you're going to play it, the Redskins are probably the side. I just – Atlanta's D is just so decimated by injury, and Washington just still seems to keep winning. I mean – I'm not in love with the play by any means, but I'd probably have to go with the Redskins.
What do you got, Mo?
Skins are gonna roll. The Falcons are going out. I don't like the way the Falcons would. I like Matty Ice. You know, I don't care how many people make fun of him, but somehow
he don't play defense though.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to keep them in the game, considering, because I think the Redskins defense is starting to pick it up, and it's on the road. It's going to be tough. But I think the Redskins, with the Alex Smith experience of 329 yards and 1 touchdown, will get it done. How about that?
Oh, and I'm sorry. They're 5-2, not 5-3.
Yeah, you gave them a loss. I was going to say that. That should be a fine. That's a fine.
I'm foreshadowing.
I'm picking Atlanta. Okay, hold on. No, wait. I'm picking the Falcons because of that alone. I'm switching off that.
Wow. I gave him the loss already.
That didn't really take much, Mo. I mean, God. I mean, AB made an honest mistake. You're like, oh, no, I'm switching my pick.
Yeah,
oh,
no, it's got to be done.
Oh, my God.
He said,
Washington,
wow.
You know, Washington is where they're at simply because Alex Smith is at the helm. The guy doesn't make that many mistakes. Like, and not that he's going to, like, win you games, but he just doesn't lose you games, which is right exactly enough. For a team like Washington, Atlanta's a joke. I can't see them. We were taking bets on them today to win the Super Bowl, and I'm just sitting. You know, thank goodness I'm sitting in an office somewhere and people can't see or hear me because I'm laughing. You're like thinking you guys you can't even make the playoffs. Atlanta's not going to make the playoffs. They got to win this game if they're going to get there. I like Washington in the game. The short number, and wouldn't be surprised to see this number, you know, inch up to close to 3 by Sunday. I like Washington.
Oh, my Chicago Bears at Buffalo, laying 10.
Wait, you go last. It's the Bears. You go last.
Yep.
I'll go first.
Yep.
Is Peterman playing quarterback for the Bills?
Correct.
Oh my gosh.
Right? I mean, he's a pick machine, turnover machine. Man, this Bears team has me befuddled. I don't know. It's crazy they're laying this number. What's the number right now? Is it 10 and a half?
10.
10, 10 and a half. Oh. Seems absurd. I don't know. It's one of those hold your nose. If you're going to play the game, I think you take the Bills plus 10. Don't watch a play. Don't get aggravated.
Yep.
Maybe tease it up to 17 and really hope that they stay within that number and use it with a different game. But, my God, it's a big number. I don't know. Mo, your turn.
It's just going to go so under. Like, I don't care what other angles there could be possibly for these teams to possibly score over 37.5 or anything like that. But, I mean, dude, the Bears defense is good enough to stifle any player on the build. It's not even close. And that's literally the only thing the Bills have and being at home. So, I mean, I think they can have a performance like they had against the Pats, you know, where they can – you know, stay in the game with their defense, try to stay around that 10, but it's going to go under. I just can't see any other way. That's all there is to it. Final score, 42-40, Bills. like this so over, like greatest over you ever seen in your life.
Oh, my man. Gosh.
But Bills for sure, it's under, man. I don't even care about the point spread. Like, I just don't think there's going to be much scoring going on in that game.
This may be the lowest total in the NFL all season, right?
Yep, I think so.
There haven't been too many totals in the 30s, boys.
Nope, nothing like that. Nothing like that.
Not in this new NFL.
37.5, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Houston at Denver. Denver -1.
Wait, what's your PKB?
I can't talk about this.
Can we like, say, like, can't. Congratulate him for winning last week? Like, I feel like you should do that much. Like, you should be happy they beat the Jets, right?
You got nothing, really? You got nothing? We're waiting.
I can't look at this guy.
I can't even talk about it right now. I still just – there's so many things I'm angry about. I just can't. I just can't talk about it. I got to see this game. We got to get through this stretch of the Bills and the Jets before I can just communicate when it comes to this team right now.
That's fine. Fair. Fair assessment.
So Houston at Denver. Denver -1. Denver seems like they've packed it in. I still think the Texans suck. I don't care how many games they win in a row. I think the trade is very interesting with Demaryius Thomas being traded from Denver to Houston, and he'll be playing in this game at Denver. I don't know, man. Like, I think both these teams are bad, so I don't know. It's not one I'm trying to play.
Oh, man, it's just a hard pass. I'm happy that Denver's going with Sutton, though. I think Cortland Sutton's going to be a great receiver one day. Gonna be up there. That's literally the only take I have on this game. Zero other takes. Just nothing.
Yeah.
Just zero. Just,
understood.
I can't see it, man.
Oh,
I don't want to look.
This is my pro trick or treat game. This is one of those games on Tuesday where every sharp guy in the world is watching, getting the trade deadline information, and they're taking Houston because they're getting Thomas and blah 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 blah. I'm with you, AB. I think Houston still is a complete mirage. They may win the South by default because the rest of the division is completely blowing up. Okay. They're going to ask to go on the road in Denver and win the game with Thomas in the Houston uniform. You don't think the guys on defense who go against him in practice are going to be trying to – I mean, that is an incentive for me for Denver in advocating Denver's side. Again, and there's a lot of hard passes this week in the NFL. The card's hard. The numbers are, you know, all over the board.
Yeah, this card is very tough.
It's tough. It is super tough. But I would say take Denver way before I would say take Houston.
Yeah. All right. The L.A. Chargers should be moving soon, I hope, at the Seattle Seahawks pick. Man, I don't know. This is an interesting game. The Seahawks, I think, are playing better than I thought they were going to be this season. Kudos to Russell Wilson for having – he's having a great year. I think he's been even better than he's been the past couple of years. I thought he played a little bit down last year from where he had been, just on the basis of I feel like he was trying too hard to make plays with how bad their offensive line had been. Their O-line's kind of like average this year, which I think is helping them actually move the football. It seems like they're getting healthy on offense. Defense is still a little shaky. I kind of like the over here, Mo.
Over's good. Wait, are we talking about Seattle, right?
Yeah.
I almost just answered on an oblivious – didn't know what was going on. No, I was looking at the Wyoming game.
I just wanted you to go every game over.
Looking at me reading something about Wyoming. Man, he trapped me. No,
he goes right back to college football.
No, I didn't mean to. No, I had to see something.
No, it's fine.
I apologize.
Good.
I had to like see something with my own eyes, analyze it. I've liked the Chargers this year. I didn't even notice they were 5-2 until now, which is wow. Okay, but I've liked the Chargers this whole time this year. I haven't really like spoken on it, but I just thought they were a pretty good team. But, you know, it seems like Seattle's kind of pulling it together. They've won, what, the last 3 of 4? You guys know that?
That number? Yeah, it sounds right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, you know, for a team that was in the depths that looked like they were, you know, not throwing the towel in, but just seemed like they were kind of hung out to dry because of the talent that left, it seems like they still got it going. And obviously Russell Wilson's still there, so they got hope, especially offensively. And in a game like this at home, where it should be close, I think the Seahawks might be I get that, you know, the 12th man going, and I think they can disrupt the Chargers and get a nice little 3-4 point win here. And I don't like the Seahawks either, man, but I think they're going to win.
Yeah, I'll go with you guys. I don't like the game. I made the game pick 'em when they asked me to make the number. I just like Seattle and home defense, everything. I think the Chargers find a way to become the Chargers this game. This is the game. I mean, they're 5-2. Yes, they look like they're going to win that division, or not win that division, but they're going to make the playoffs. Everything's falling in line the way the Chargers are playing. Gordon's been great. Rivers has been, you know, not making mistakes. They got weapons. They can score. We'll see what their defense is made of in this game, because Wilson is playing above and beyond. He's still running for his life, I feel like.
Right now, play. To this day. Yeah, at this still, moment, he's running from some type of lineman.
You talk about a guy who buys time better than anyone in the NFL, I swear. He just finds a way to get it done and without really a number one receiver. But Seattle's the side for me in the game if I have to play it.
Piggybacking on what we were just talking about, doesn't it seem like the Chargers are destined to play at Houston and absolutely mop the floor with them in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like 37-7, like miracle. a classic Houston home playoff loss.
Yeah. They'll be the division winner. Chargers will be the wild card, because I don't think they're going to catch the Chiefs. And it'll be one of those games where the Chargers might be 1.5 point favorites.
Right.
You know, whopping. And they'll be talking about Houston being a home dog, and Houston will go and lay a complete egg.
Yep.
Yep.
Line will go to 2.5. People will want to take Houston on the money line, and then they're like, wow, that was stupid.
Bill O'Brien effect. Absolute smoke fest.
Yep. Los Angeles Rams at New Orleans. The Rams favored by 1.5. I mean, everybody's psyched for two huge games. This is the first of the two that I know all the public is just all about. Give me the Saints. They're at home. This is a home field kind of a game. So I don't know. I mean, I think the Rams ultimately are a better team, but I don't like them laying points in this building.
I'm with you. I don't know what's going to happen in this game. It's another one. Make the line. Pick. What do you think? Are you sure? Yeah, pick. Well, I mean, the Saints look great. You know, they're 6-1. They're not a team that, you know, how can they be a home dog? Well, the Rams are 8-0. Yeah, I know. But I don't know. Is this the track meet? Is this the NFL game that scores 100 points finally? Like, the total's absurd. The sharp plays have been playing on the under. I see why, because it's so many points. We've taken a lot of, like, respected money on under. The line is flipped. You know, it was pick. It was one way, and now it's 1.5 the other way. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But if I have to pick it, it's Saints for me.
Yeah, well, I've already, earlier in the cast, I've already said the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl, and I guess it'd start by beating primarily the best team in the NFL, you know, for just going forward and, you know, strengthening their record. But this is a big game for the Saints. They've been playing well. They had a rough game, or a tough game, against the Vikings on the road. Got that done, and then, you know, beat Baltimore. I think that was in Baltimore, right? That Baltimore
game? Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I think after that Monday night game against the Redskins, when, you know, Drew Brees got that record, I feel like they came together. They had a rough start to the season, you know, losing to Tampa and then barely, you know, coming out alive against Cleveland in week 2. But it seems like they're getting it. They're pulling it together. I think it's on defense where I'm more impressed with the Saints. It seemed like it was going to be another one of those Saints years where they're going to try to win, you know, 40-whatever. But I think the defensive front's putting it together. I'm hoping Marcus Davenport plays for the Saints. I think he's been a great addition. He's the rookie from UTSA. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm putting all my chips in right now on the Saints. With a guy like Breeze, it just seems like they're playing too well. I know the Rams are undefeated, but look for the Saints to win here by 10 points, in my opinion. They're going to smoke. I'm not even trying to make it seem like I'm being modest. They're going to crash.
Covering the teaser.
Yeah,
I
think they're going to get out on them, dog.
Mm-hmm.
I need to see it with my own eyes. I think Goff is going – he's going to die. Wow. I don't think I should be saying that. He's just going to be hurt. Yeah, he majorly hurt. I don't want to see him die.
Rodgers at Brady, Patriots minus 5.5. This seems like the game that everybody backs Green Bay, and they shouldn't, because they had that close game against the Rams where they might have been able to win. New England, I don't like their defense. I still don't think they have a defense. They predictably didn't look good against Buffalo, but of course covered thanks to a timely pick six on Monday night. I think if I was going to bet the game, I'd bet New England minus 5.5.
I think New England first half here is money. How about that?
Nice.
I think they're going to get out on them.
What's the line there right now? Three?
Yep. Yeah, three. Three yeah. right now. Yep. I think it's short. I think they're at home. I think they're going to be, you know, they're going to eat that defense alive, man. You know, they had that rough stint with the Bills, but I think they'll be able to come back and, you know, look, you know, they're all good with, the, you know, as far as within the film, especially guys like Brady and Rodgers, but I don't like Green Bay coming off that loss right there and then, you know, playing another high octane offense like New England. No, they should cover that first half easy, in my opinion.
Green Bay goes to the Rams, basically dominates the game for three quarters of it, and it takes Gurley falling down at the 5-yard line to get them to cover the spread.
Rigged.
Now we're going to ask them to go, you know, from the West Coast back home. They got to trade Ty Montgomery because he carried the ball out of the end zone when he wasn't supposed to. And now we got to go to New England on a Sunday night, and we're going to pit McCarthy against Belichick. Now, this is AB's boys been talking about this guy for years. He's still the coach, and he is going to be overmatched. It's going to take a huge effort, Herculean effort, from Rodgers to be in this game, let alone cover this game. I think New England in a laydown here. New England wins the game easily, in
Let's
my opinion.
Let's go smoke.
Yeah, the only thing like that scares me, and why the one reason that Patriots aren't making my money three is because I'm just terrified of the Rodgers backdoor cover.
Yep,
that's the only
yep.
thing.
That,
the only
that,
reason
that
I feel like.
You. Yep.
Right, I feel like they're up 11 with like 15 seconds left, and Rodgers throws like a 24-yard dart to cover, and I'm just sitting there sick from two awful beats last week, so I don't want to see it happen again, especially to that guy. So,
man, back to back. All right, Ram. They had to play the Rams on the road. Now New England.
I know. Jeez, that's brutal. It's terrible. Brutal schedule.
It's terrible.
Monday night, Tennessee at Dallas. Dallas laying 5. You could have got, I believe, 6.5 at one point in this game.
Yep, that's right.
My only thought was I thought the 6.5 was a good number for the Titans. Any lower than that, I'm not as crazy about it. Curious to see how Cooper looks in this offense. Might actually be able to go a little bit with Dak actually having a guy with a pulse that he can throw the ball to.
Can't catch it, though. Cooper can't catch.
Yeah, maybe. T.O. really couldn't catch back in the day either. So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know. But I hear you. I hear you. I'm not a big fan of Carr.
We're comparing T.O. to Amari Cooper? Is that what we're doing here?
No. He just said, "There's guys who can't catch." And I'm like, well, he couldn't catch.
No, I'm kidding. My bad.
Man, I'll come out there.
No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, but I was just going to say, like, you know, like, I'm not a big fan of Carr. So for my take, I almost feel like he's getting an improvement at quarterback. So it might help. But with that being said, you know, Tennessee's D is pretty good. I think this is kind of one of these spots where you might look to the under.
Yeah,
I can
like
see that. Under. Yeah, I can see. Go ahead, Mo.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dallas is coming off their bye, right? Is that correct? Are they both coming off?
They
their
both
bye?
Are.
I think yeah. they both are.
Okay,
yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously they're well rested, which is good for both defenses that are playing primarily well, some of the best in the NFL. So I mean, I know it's another short number, like we kind of brought up in that Buffalo Chicago game, one that a lot of the bettors aren't really used to seeing now, but I think in a big game like this, you know, I think it screams more of the dog with Tennessee and how they've been playing it. You know, they kind of had a few rough games, but I think defensively both teams will kind of They'll answer the bell. I think it'll kind of be like a reoccurrence of that Dallas-Houston Texans game on Sunday night. I don't know if you guys watched that. It was terrible, man. It was a terrible game. But I think it's going to be something like that, man. Low scoring. Both teams will have a chance to win the game. I think it'll stay under 40, 40 and a half.
As good as the late afternoon games are on Sunday and the Sunday night game, this is such a trash game for me on Monday. Like, and I don't know about you guys, the Monday night broadcast has been a little bit tough to take. I mean, my man Witten is not a bad guy, but man, he's bad on TV. I don't know what Booger. I don't know what Booger's doing in the chair and with the seat, you know, the screens, and he's trying to throw.
Who came up with that?
I don't know.
I got $25,000 50-yard line seats, and I can't see because this guy's just contraption in the way.
Yeah, unreal. I don't know. I just don't know what they're doing.
They should just put them on the 50.
Yeah, they should do something. But whatever
they should put them on the cord that's above the field.
That would actually make it more interesting if they did that.
Yeah.
It's going to be – I mean, Monday Night Football has just been a tough watch, period. The matchups haven't been great. The broadcast stinks. It's not engaging at all. I'm definitely not going to watch a play of this one. just no interest at all. But I'm with you guys. It feels like an ugly game, a game where Tennessee's defense hangs around, keeps them in it. A field goal game, you got to take the points.
Cool. All right, well – I'm going to go ahead and rip right into the money three here for me. We kind of already gave you our takes, so I'm just going to rapid fire them away. I'm going to take one more shot on Fitzpatrick and the Bucs plus six. I just get the feeling this is kind of a game that Carolina may not take too seriously, and I think that Tampa hangs around enough to get you the cover. This is just a gut play here. I don't care for the board that much this week, as we kind of just addressed. I'm going to take the Lions plus five. I don't know why. I just feel like this, again, is not a good spot for Minnesota. Division game, familiarity there. I don't know. Just give me the points in that game. And then I'm going to take the Saints at home getting 1.5. I just feel like this is a great spot for them to close the gap on the Rams and get that head-to-head victory.
Solid work right there.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. Let's go, Fitzpatrick. Let's go. Come on, baby.
Who you got, Mo?
Well, a lot of my numbers already moved for the games I've liked since the numbers have since they've been opened. But these are the ones that I've bet, the ones that I wanted to give out anyway, regardless, because they'll all win by 20, my usual. But one was Wyoming minus 13.5, open 13.5, coming off that big win against Colorado State. They finally switched their quarterbacks from that Vanderwall kid who couldn't throw 10 yards to this new kid, Chambers, Craig Bull. He coached guys like Carson Wentz, Josh Allen. He knows what he's doing. Defensively, they'll be good. They're in Laramie. San Jose State coming off their Super Bowl against UNLV. I'm not even joking. I feel like that was the Super Bowl. They're not going to do too much there. I think Wyoming wins just by 14 easy. That's my first
one. What's the total in that game, Mo?
It's low, man. It's, I think, 38, 39.
Projecting gale force winds there. Sharp guy gave me the under in that play.
Sure.
In that game.
Maddie, shout out to Lindy. He sent me a stat that teams that were favored by 13.5 or 14 or more with a total under 38, they're like 6-20-1. So they'll be 7-20-1 after after Saturday. Yeah, yeah. Look out for Nico Evans. They're going to be going to the ground a lot. He's, I think, fourth in rushing in the country. Something that I looked up earlier with Allen, hilariously. Anyway, yeah. So on to my next game. Tulane plays South Florida. You know, I haven't really been too big of a fan of Charlie Strong, and you know, they're coming off a couple big that big loss to Houston. Everyone had South Florida. They were like, hey, how are they getting 7? They're ranked. Big mistake, people. You lose by 20. And right now I think Tulane's kind of building up steam defensively. I know I picked them earlier in a blowout. I got to get back on them plus 7. That's where I took it at, Tulane there. And then my third pick, Kansas State. Really, I'm just fading TCU here. Not a big fan of Sean Robinson. Gary Patterson's having a rough time there. They come off a loss to Kansas. Now they're laying 8.5, now 9.5. I think Kansas State's going to be right there to win the game outright. So Wyoming, Tulane, and Kansas State are my money three.
Nice. Wow. How strong is that, AB? He goes Wyoming, Tulane, and Kansas State. That is a three-teamer that I don't think anyone's putting in anywhere in town. Yeah. That's pretty strong.
It's wow, man. They're going to get smoked. They're all going to get crushed. Oh, it's going to be great.
Make sure you put those on Twitter, because I already forgot the three who you just said. So make sure you.
I'll send you put a that. Text. I'm trying to provide myself some secrecy so I don't get smoked for these plays. So
okay.
I'll send it to you in a text.
Thank you. No, I got you. Oh, all right, man. I'm going to stay with the NFL. Although I do like Penn State plus the points. That's my college money game, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Washington minus the short number against Atlanta. I'll go with that one. I will go Seattle laying the short number against the Chargers. And New England's going to destroy Green Bay.
Double-digit
win.
I think they're going to crush.
That's my third game. Those are my big three, money three, whatever we're calling them. There you have it.
I like it.
Very nice. Gentlemen, fantastic show. I'd like to thank Big Dave for joining us once again.
Big Dave?
Great to have him back.
Sorry for the late call.
All good, brother.
So I'm glad you guys are working late so we could get it done.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, and for Mo, we're signing off. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Peace.